graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund, and you're listening to Suplex City Limits. Great show. Couple of all good pricks as far as I'm concerned. Please. Yeah. Truly.
Brock Lesnar is on the loose and he is coming fast. The beast incarnate wrecking ball, gonna kick your ass. Half man and half machine, probably no one knows. Tons of victims already, rest in peace and browse. Suplex City! Suplex City! Suplex City! Suplex City! Bitch! John Cena's best on the list, now the champ is dead. Roman Reigns was no match for Ryback, he was fed. Undertaker's strength was conquered, Rusev had been crushed. Bodies lying everywhere, fueling the bloodlust. Suplex City!
Suplex City!
Suplex City! Suplex City!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 97 of Suplex City Limits for February 17th, 2017. It's podcasting, you don't need pants, it's your boy, the King Kong Style Jim Vicious, joined as always by the whitest thing ever called fudge.
Yes, white vanilla fudge, Tyler Fudge.
How goes it, sir?
Oh, it goes great.
And today we're joined by members of Chicago Thrash Band, Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre, Matt and Josh, gentlemen.
What up, bra?
Bra, yo!
Gratata!
I gotta ask right off the bat, how did you get the name Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre? Is there...
Alright, let me get this out of the way. This is the number one question we are asked
I'm sure you are.
And I will tell you the same thing I tell everybody else. The answer is very disappointing.
It really is.
So... this band started when I was in high school. I was a senior in high school, and we were fucking idiots. And they're like, hey, we're going to start a band. I was like, okay, but band names are fucking dumb and arbitrary, and they don't mean shit. So let's just have the dumbest fucking band name possible. So we wrote 100 names down in a notebook, and we narrowed it down to 3. 1, Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre. 2 was a throwback to our favorite... not even our favorite, the best band of all time, Limp Bizkit. We were going to be called Hot Dog Water. Or there was another one, but then the other one is like, it's not really, it doesn't work as a band name. It's more like a gag, like a visual gag. It was like pi equals bad, pie equals good. But I was like, you can't name a band that, so we went with Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre.
This is the most metal of all fucking toasts and or breads.
That is correct.
I mean, it is the mightiest of all fucking toasts, man.
Sourdough exists.
Yeah.
That shit's hard as hell.
I'm a big fan of rye bread myself.
Dude, you fucking would be. Like, rye?
It's pretty hard, though, like, if you hit somebody with it.
He's a fucking... French people are pussies. Fuck it.
Like, when I want to call something shitty, I'll call it a dog shit sandwich on rye, dude. That's how much I don't like rye.
Well, fuck me, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Unless it's what is the sandwich that uses rye? Fucking in sauerkraut and shit, corned beef hash.
Isn't it a Reuben?
A Reuben.
Yeah.
A Reuben. And Reuben's pretty good. Now we're talking about sandwiches. Fuck. Now Texas toast is the shit, dude. You make fucking French toast with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Still badass.
Big burgers.
There you go.
With it.
Yeah. You can buy it in grocery stores.
I didn't get to do my plugs. This guy comes in with asking questions before I even get to do my plugs.
That's true.
You can follow Suplex City Limit on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Join 21,500 other fucking souls damned to complain about WWE. Shout outs to New Patreon donors, the infamous Chris Savage. Thank you for donating and supporting the show. Also, our friends at Wrestling Soup contributing a little bit on the Patreon. Thank you, boys. Thanks for spreading love to other fucking podcasts. That's kick-ass. So, you can also donate patreon.com/suplexcitylimits as little as $1 a month. That's like less, way less than it costs to feed one of those hungry kids in Africa on TV. Dude, and like way more enjoyable.
And you don't have to listen to Sarah McLachlan.
That's
Thank
true.
Thank God.
And you can't feed them shit for $1 a month. For us, I'll take $1 a month happily.
You could feed them literal shit.
For free.
Nah, dude, you gotta get that high quality shit.
You saying my shit ain't high quality, sir?
Dude, they bag it and everything. That's
Where are they
for.
Getting shit? You have to eat something to create shit. So are they getting
From
shit?
The shit.
It's a continuous
Well, then you need loop. Some. Then you need some startup shit. You know, you need to bring some shit in.
Shit ecosystem.
We're getting really close to human centipede stuff here, guys.
Yeah, the human shitipede.
Shitipede. I came across you guys because our good friends, friends of the show, Gorgatron, are going on tour, and they were advertising that they're going on tour with you guys. So I checked you out and found you guys have wrestling inspired things. And are in general inspired by wrestling, so that's how we fucking came across each other. Did you guys play with the G-Tron before, or what?
No, we have actually never met any of those dudes.
No.
Oh, dude, they are the fucking... I used to play a lot of shows with them in their old bands and shit, and they are a bang-up bunch of motherfuckers, man. You guys are going to have a blast.
It seems like it's going to be a fun fucking couple weeks with
them. They just randomly hit us up in, like, August or something. Like, hey, do you guys want a tour? I was like, yeah, fuck it, sure.
Yeah, dude. They are fucking awesome. They're also the most racially diverse fucking metal band in existence.
Yeah.
They got a black guy, a fucking Asian guy, and then two white guys.
They got room for improvement.
I mean, there could always be a Mexican.
Yeah, they got to get rid of one of the fucking white guys.
This is an off balance.
You guys are going to be hitting, let's see, like in April, beginning in April. All kinds of places, man.
Yeah, we're a lot of places we've never been before. We
90% places we've never been before.
We leave on April 23rd, but like we've never been out of like states that touch Illinois. Besides, like we've been to Minnesota a couple times, but we're looking forward to it.
It's gonna be awesome, man. What do we got? Chicago, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania. You're going to Pittsburgh, man. You gotta hit up our boys, a friend of the show, Max Out. They are also a pro wrestling inspired band, metal band.
Hell yeah.
Get to drink some beers with those guys. The other band on the tour is Goblet. Where are they from?
They are from Greensfield, Massachusetts, or somewhere in Massachusetts. I don't know. They're from Massachusetts.
Boring as hell.
No, dude, those guys are fucking gnarly.
Well, I'm not saying the guys are. Massachusetts can suck a dick, though.
Dude, no, Massachusetts is cool as fuck, dude. It is one of the first states of this union.
I'm from Canada. Who the fuck
cares? Don't disrespect it, goddammit.
Don't just take a whole state and shit on it. Like,
if you're gonna do that, do it to Indiana.
Yeah, and you're from Canada too, so like, you don't know shit.
That's true.
We have a Cheeto for a president, goddammit.
You don't even get Faygo up there.
Well,
I mean, you guys do have a point. But I do have free healthcare.
All right. Yeah. That's why the free healthcare is like, we cannot have any of this Faygo in here.
And also, I can tell you,
oh shit, diabetes.
Someone who imported his spouse from Canada. Canada also has poutine, which is
the God's work, sir.
It is, man.
So I've heard.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with poutine.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Vancouver in like a week, and I'm so excited to get fucking hammered and eat a lot of poutine.
Poutine. We're so close to
Canada here in North Dakota that places actually have poutine around town here. It's spread across the border.
So of all the things that spread across the border, that is something that is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I want to fucking cross the border.
Every fast food joint here in Canada has a poutine. Like McDonald's, Burger King, everywhere.
There's a Pizza Hut poutine.
Pizza Hut does a poutine pizza with fries and cheese curds and gravy as the topping.
That's like something from that movie. the Adam Sandler movie? Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, it sounds like something fucking Mr. Deeds since season
French seven. Fries and Oreos.
How is it still the fat
fucks? That's a good one.
America, you guys aren't the fat fucks up there eating poutine pizza and shit.
I'm a heartbeat away from diabetes, okay? So give me a break.
You don't have Faygo.
Yeah, if you had fucking cotton candy flavored Faygo, you'd be
I'd be over the edge.
I'm on the edge.
I'd be losing toes right now.
Oh fuck. So yeah, I wanted to talk about also this the championship belt that you guys have fucking up on the line. What is the what are the parameters of the defense of this belt, dude?
Do we legitimately fight people for this thing?
Yeah.
The Toastamania Heavy Metalweight Championship.
The Toastamania. What? Yeah, it's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Move over Universal title. There's a new colorful belt in town that looks kind of like shit, but not really.
The green is way better than fucking red or blue, man.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's the Velocity belt.
Or the GFW belt.
Nah, dude, no. We
no?
don't.
No, too bad?
Dude, cash no. for gold is not welcome here.
We'll you bought into it, didn't you?
Draws.
Dude, we bought in hella big. We didn't sell out, we bought in.
Oh. When did JEFF, JARRET says fucking buy in, you buy in, dude.
I wouldn't listen to anything Jeff Jarrett says ever.
No. The worst fucking. We shit on that guy so hard on this show. Fucking.
As you should.
God damn it. Like, we always talk about, do you think anyone ever bought a Slap Nuts? Like, if you have a Slap Nuts t-shirt, please tweet us at Suplex City Limit a picture.
And then say how big it is and then send it to me.
I was going to say, I've always wanted one, even when I was a kid.
And then promptly unfollow us.
I will you can buy down. A Slap Nuts Boulevard, like, street sign, and I want one.
Oh god!
Yeah, I don't know where I've seen it online. Slap Nuts is the best.
Slap Nuts, best gimmick ever.
Well, let's say best Jeff Jarrett gimmick ever.
Jeff, I fucking hate
that's
Jeff.
Not hard to.
That's pretty much that's, just King Shit of Third Mountain.
He was the shits, man. As has classically been said, broke 10,000 guitars, never drew a dime. Exactly. So, dude, what is the pro wrestling, all the pro wrestling shit that you guys have going on? Is everybody into that, or is it just a couple of you guys, or what?
So, basically, we forced everyone in the Chicago metal scene into it because we started booking shows called Toastamania, and they're like DIY shit that we book ourselves. We usually do it at, like, this crazy place called The Fallout. If you go on our YouTube page and look up, like, Toastamania videos, they're most likely going to be at The Fallout. But what we do is we just book bands, and there's this band in Chicago called Rain who, like, they have this song called NWO, but it's not about the NWO. It's about, like, fucking New World Order political bullshit. And, like, but they had the balls to bring out a fucking WCW big gold belt and, like, spray NWO on it. And, like, dude, this song's about fucking politics, you fucking nerd. So we got really drunk one night and took it from them and rubbed it on my balls and broke it in half. And then we challenged them to a ladder match or something. And then they accepted it. So we're like, oh, shit, we got to do a ladder match.
It was a TLC match.
Yeah, it was a tables, ladders, and shopping carts match. And we actually did it. And we, like, we beat the shit out of each other. And we put one of them through a table, and then everyone, like, fucking marked out over this shit. So we're like, all right, we got a new gimmick. This is what we're going to do now.
We're going to put people through
gonna,
tables.
We're not only going to talk about wrestling, we're going to fight you.
That's so fantastic.
We have bands, like, who ask us to do it with them, because we got bands from all over the Midwest doing it now. We got, like, Tropical Storm from St. Louis, MRSA, and Manic Outburst from Detroit. And we're going to have a Fatal 4-Way. Soon. It's going to be Chicago Elimination Deathmatch.
It's funny that you've never played with G-Tron and you don't know a lot about those guys. They've fucking put people through tables at a show. I've seen it done.
You do it every night.
Yeah.
Every night. So if people come out and see you on this fucking tour, you're going to put some motherfucker through a table?
We're trying to figure out the logistics of this.
Because those kibbles are like 30-something bucks
a
pop.
Yeah, because we would be out a lot of money. But,
oh, dude, they're going to charge you out the ass. They'll charge you more than 30 bucks for one of those fucking tables.
See, no, we figured it out. You don't buy those. You buy... You go to Home Depot. You buy a fucking... these are trade secrets. You go to Home Depot. You buy a hollowed door. It's $29.90-something. And it's like... You can get like a 34-inch one. And that motherfucker will break super clean... And
super easy.
Super easy. And you just balance it on some chairs. And then you got some chairs to whack someone with.
There you go.
God damn.
You should really... are you guys familiar with the band Eat the Turnbuckle? It's like the second week in a row.
Very much so. Yeah.
Those guys take that shit to the fucking... to the nth degree.
If they're listening, I will fight you. Eat the Turnbuckle. Texas Toast is throwing it down.
You're fucking mad, man, dude.
You can take the belt. You can have it. I won't even, like, fuck it. Kill me.
Please. Friends with Swack, and that guy fucking frightens me, dude. Fucking frightens me.
That's 2 weeks in a row he's brought that point up.
It's true, man. He's like a lot frightened by a lot of people, but that dude fucking frightens me. I would never.
I watched him at CZW last year at the fucking Tournament of Death.
Never, ever get in a wrestling ring with that guy. Ever.
And we saw him fight Necro Butcher at Gwarbecue.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. You can do worse to me. I'll let you do anything.
Our friend of the show, fucking, we might as well plug it while we're at it right away. Casanova Valentine, who was on last week, he'll be wrestling in Texas at Terror Fest, and he finally could announce. He couldn't announce it last week, but he'll be fucking taking on Masada in a no ring death match.
A no ring death match.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
That sounds like it's gonna suck. Like it's gonna hurt real bad.
I'll watch it. It'll be hella rad.
I'm gonna watch the fuck out of it though.
I was like, he's so stoked. He's like so excited. And I'm like, there's something wrong with you. Like, if you're excited about the idea of being in a death match with Masada, like, no, never.
It's like somebody being excited on death row.
I was, like I said, I was in the hospital. I had a tiny cut on my leg and it got infected with cellulitis. I spent a week in the hospital.
Yeah.
Just, that was doing nothing. That was just like trying to like live and shit. And these motherfuckers, how can you like hit each other in the face with barbed wire shit and like all this stuff and yet like not be fucking sick?
Dude, we're friends with a deathmatch wrestler around here. His name is Marcus Crane, right?
Yeah.
And he has offered many times to headbutt light tubes into me.
Fuck
and
that.
He's always like, I used to have like longer hair. He's like, dude, you got fucking long hair. It's no problem at all. Like, it's still fucking glass, bro. Yeah. Dude, this dude, he comes up to us with like the gnarliest cuts and shit.
Dude, his back, if you look at his back from like a distance, it looks like back knee.
It's disgusting.
Like, just gnarly, the grossest back knee you've ever seen. And then you get up close and it's just little tiny fucking cuts from all the light tube and like barbed wire.
Fuck that shit. That's a different breed of motherfucker, dude. I don't know. That's
gross. Either way, we're going to get him to fucking do something for us so he can jump off a fucking, I don't know, go through a table of light tubes or something. Like roof.
He's probably going to listen to this and be like, fuck no, I'm not doing that shit. Fuck that.
Then we'll get him drunk and be like, yo, I'm
going to take you fucking Mark Astor bonies. I'm going to fucking headbutt light tubes in your head.
He said it on the air, so he pretty much has to do it now. That's his fucking
yeah. He won't.
But G-Tron does the shit where, like, one night they'll all wear DX shirts, the next night they'll all wear NWO shirts, you know. Sometimes they play shows dressed as wrestlers, and I don't know if you're familiar, but their singer Carl is an Asian dude, and he's dressed up like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and shit. This fucking amazing shit, dude. That's going to be fun as hell for any, like, wrestling fan. Go fucking definitely check out the dates on this shit, because... metal fan or not, you know, just being a wrestling fan is going to be fucking good enough to have a blast at this shit.
Yeah.
Massachusetts, all over the fucking place, man, definitely. Where can people check that shit out, man?
Go to our Facebook page, www.facebookblog.com/TTCMChicago.
You can just Google
Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre.
There you go. Find him on Twitter and all
Twitter
that.
Twitter sucks. You
can find us on Vine.
Our Twitter is literally just a bot that tells you when we've uploaded videos to YouTube. So go to our Facebook page. That's pretty much the only thing we use.
Yeah.
There you go. You guys fucking want to play a game?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, man. We'll play a game.
I got a game show music.
$1, Bob.
$4.20, Bob. So the deal here is you'll pick a category, and then we will play three songs from that category. Your goal is to guess the wrestler whose entrance theme it is. What categories do we have this week?
So we have WCW Cruiserweights, WWF, and WWECW.
WWECW.
We thought nobody would ever pick this.
I watched none of WWECW, so this is gonna
Kelly be Kelly.
Okay. You guys ready for the first one?
Absolutely.
Completely.
I need more volume than that.
Tommy Dreamer.
You sure about that?
No.
Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley, I'll be a son of a bitch. It's Sabu.
Too late now.
We'll give him a half a point for that one. Once, yeah, you can't really judge it when the sax comes in.
We met him.
We met Sabu at Riot Fest. Like,
did he throw shit at you?
Did he ask for $5?
We bugged the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah, we did.
He was, changing in a tent, and we stood at the end of the tent and went, Sabu, come here. And he came out and I'm like, let me take a picture with you. And he did it, and then he just fucked off. He didn't ask for money or nothing.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was advertised that he was going to wrestle Super Dragon, but then Super Dragon wasn't even there, and they just wrestled, this fat clown guy.
Oh, fuck.
He didn't botch once either.
His match was 2 minutes long.
I seen him in California. It was him and RVD against the Hardy Boys. And that match was a train wreck.
Oh, sounds like it. What year was it?
That was WrestleMania 31.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say 2011.
Oh, God, no.
Prime Jeff Hardy being a shitbag.
So Jeff Hardy.
Oh,
all right, let's go. Next one.
I want to say Sandy.
Yes! Oh!
Good guess.
Not only have they picked WWE CW, they are fucking dominating it.
Yeah, they are.
It still better be Kevin Thorne or whoever that vampire dude was.
Well, are you ready for the third one?
I hope it's Kevin Thorne. Dude, it's Kevin Thorne.
Oh, fuck up. That's unreal. Not only, Jim, did we not think anybody would ever pick this fucking subject, but the people that picked it got it 3 for 3.
Oh, my.
Dude, hide it. Fucking... Play some Heidenreich.
I don't have it.
Oh, man. There you go, dude. 2.5 for 3. That's pretty good, man.
You guys are the first person. You are now the champions.
There you go. There you fucking go.
I gotta There's pull no a Dave Meltzer for somebody to beat you.
You know, I'm the Dave Meltzer of Kevin Thorne.
You can name every gimmick. Fucking Mordecai.
Oh, man. Mordecai.
Ariel.
That's brutal.
Giant fake.
That's game. Awesome, man. So, hey, definitely everyone should check out your guys' shit on the Facebook. You heard Suplex City on the way in. We'll play another different song on the way out later, so check that shit out. Download it, buy it, and all that jazz. You guys have anything else to say to the people before we depart?
If you want to talk to me about Kevin Thorne, please send us messages on our Facebook about any, especially, okay, I'm going to limit it. Kevin Thorne, Heidenreich, or Eugene. We are experts at all three. So please message us on Facebook and ask us any trivia about those people, and I'm sure I will bullshit an answer for you. But okay. Nah, dude. Got a new album coming out this year. We're working on it. We've written two songs so far, and they're both about wrestling. So look forward to that. We're going to be on tour. We're going to have a new wrestling shirt. It's pretty cool. We got some Bullet Club shirts that we just put our name on.
we went to AAW a while ago, and he was wearing it, and Dave Chris saw it. And he just went, yeah, man, Texas Toast is cool.
He was super confused. Yeah, dude, I like Ed. I was like, fuck off, Dave Chris, you're a pussy.
You're fucking, what is it?
OI4K.
No, the tattoo. It's like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah, dude, that dude's a fucking Hot Topic nightmare.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we got a new album coming out. Facebook, go to our Facebook. If you ever want to see us or anything, just fucking message us or talk to us or do something. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, dude, catch him on tour this spring with good friends of the show, Gorgatron. Have a fucking blasty blast. Maybe get put through a table.
Yeah.
All right. Talk about Kevin Thorne. There you go. Awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
Yeah, dude. Anytime. Awesome. Hit us up.
Yeah, this is fun as shit. Thank you, guys.
Cool, man.
Our pleasure.
Thanks again to Josh and what the fuck's the other guy's name now? Shit.
Skype said Matt.
Yeah, Matt and Josh. I've been smoking a lot while they were talking. From Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre. A bunch of fucking rad dudes there. Yeah, check them out.
That was good.
Let's go back to Elimination Chamber. Did you know that this is called No Escape in Germany?
Yes, because of the obvious gas chambers that would eliminate the Jews.
Do you notice when they did the they did bring up the German team? They're like, "Yeah, from Germany," and they said Elimination Chamber.
Did they really? That's probably because that's only being played in the States.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah.
How do they get the fact that it says Elimination Chamber all over the place?
That's weird. Maybe the same way TNA got away with the ref.
Oh, fuck.
Blurs.
We'll talk about that at some point. Holy shit. Elimination Chamber. Coming into this, man, I was just like not fucking into it.
No, I really... Well, I expressed it last week during the show that I really didn't want to watch it.
I was like, well, here we go. We can go through here. Mojo Rawley defeats Curt Hawkins in like an 8-minute waste of fucking time.
Horrible.
I mean, yeah, just nothing. And then it opened up the show with Becky Lynch and Mickie James, which, I mean, I guess it was a decent match.
Yeah, I mean, it was average.
You just be amazed how many people were mad. I tweeted out, I'm like, can we all agree that three women's matches on the pay-per-view is too much? And then, like, all these fucking cucks and white knights and shit are like, no, actually, we can't. A minute.
Yeah, if you look at those guys' timelines, it would be all like, oh, you're so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, Sasha this. Oh, Becky.
Yeah. One good women's match and two fucking shit ones.
And then you go into his room and there's a picture of Charlotte on a bed with cum on it.
Yeah, exactly. Becky Lynch and Mickie James. I thought it was okay.
Yeah. I don't know. That's about it. It's average.
I just... It's one of those things, man. People are like, you know, you guys have an agenda. I'm like, our agenda is good wrestling matches, too.
Yeah, you
know?
Show me a good wrestling match, and I will look at it unbiasedly. That's not even a word, but fuck it.
And also, I don't want to forget, too, during the pre-show, JBL comes fucking drunkenly dancing down to the ring and crashes and burns. Falls on live television for the second time in, like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Great stuff.
This dude's obviously drunk, man.
Didn't he also replay it during the show?
Yeah, like, it was awesome.
Earlier tonight?
Yeah. And shout out to our friends. Oh, dude.
Glow.
I just had their... Well, Glow, okay, but no, our friends. Oh, they're a band, and they have a song about JBL being fucking drunk all the time.
Oh, I thought you were just because they weren't they at the show, Glow?
Were they at this show?
I think so. I thought I seen a tweet. I don't know.
Maybe. As always, a shout out to Gorgeous Losers of Wrestling. We love those guys.
Yes, we do.
Except Shamrock. No, I'm just joking. He's the only guy we've never had on.
That's true.
Should have him on sometime. But yeah, well,
I've never been on with. I've only been on with the. Oh my Jesus Christ, Lynx Kinetic.
Yeah. His wife's also on that show. She's awesome.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm about their show. Fuck their show. For real though, Kalisto, dude, we kind of touched on this, but like, this made no sense. The two faces and a handicap against a heel.
Yeah, it made no sense whatsoever. And
like, if win, it's dumb. If you lose, it's dumb.
Yeah, like, and he lost. It's like, what the fuck?
Clean. He was handicapped. Just two heels on a baby face to get the baby face over. Yeah. Have you fucking ever watched wrestling, you cunts?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
God, damn it. And then they kind of like injured out Kalisto to begin with. And I was like, okay, this makes sense then.
Yeah.
Have Cruz can beat him. No! Just Kalisto has to come and
hobble him down.
Yeah, he has to fucking... carry Strugget fucking down there. And there's a reference for you. And it's like, awesome. And they win. And no one gives a fuck, dude.
Like, literally, he comes down selling the whole ways down the ramp, gets into the ring, and boom, magic.
Yeah. God damn it. I thought Samurai Del Sol was better than that, dude. What the fuck happened to that guy?
It's. He's probably one of my least favorites to watch right now. And in NXT, I loved him.
Oh, dude, if you want to, like, if they would have said, like, you know, how many years ago before they popped up here, like, oh, yeah, in a couple years, man, Samurai Del Sol and UHA Nation will be on a fucking team. You know, like, be like, holy fuck, that's going to be tits.
Right.
No, it's not. It's
horrible.
Tits at all. It sucks. Oh, and the crowd, every time Ziggler beats him down with chairs, the crowd gives, like, thank you, Ziggler, fucking chance.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
He needs, he's not a very good heel.
Ziggler? No. I mean, I thought he tried. He put Cruz in, like, a lot of fucking rest spots and shit. I think he did everything he could to try to get fucking booed, but.
Well, yes, but he still got that stupid song.
Man, well, dude, the American flag fucking. Tights on.
Exactly. It's like, what are you? Like, are you a heel, like, or are you a patriot?
Yeah.
Really? I've said this before. I don't know if this is on this show, but if you're going to wear a flag, wear it all the fucking time.
Yeah, this is in Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, like, you put a fucking flag on a piece of shit and they'd cheer it down there, you know? They like to wave a lot of little miniature flags down there. That's what I'm saying.
Never been.
But yeah. No, I haven't either. It's too hot down there. But yeah, that's where Glow is from, so they probably did go to that show. Yeah, not much there, dude. You know, the tag team fucking turmoil match.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I didn't watch this. It just reeked of shittiness. And like, as I'm fast-forwarding it, I'm seeing the Ascension in there for a hell of a long time. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Dude, someone thinks something of him now.
You can't do it, dude. Rick Richter's from where I live. Sure, cool. But the team fucking sucks.
And you can't. There's no fucking way you'll bring these guys back around.
No.
After the way you brought them in, you fucked it. It's done. It's over with. You'll fucking bring it back. Because they lost, like, every single match. For like 8 months fucking straight, dude. There's no way. You can't bring that back.
Last week, I was looking at win percentages. And the Ascension were among the lowest.
Yeah, and they're not the right guys for the deal. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that big guy. Is that Rick Victor?
No, that's Connor.
That guy is at least fucking big and looks like, you know, I don't know. That other guy's too small. They need to be both be like big, similar fucking shaped dudes. You know?
I agree.
I know in NXT they were like fucking, you know, over like Rover down there when they were champions and shit. And I never like fucking liked them, so
I was never a big fan of them either, honestly.
Yeah, the faces are clear.
I was actually, no word of a lie, I was a bigger fan when Bram was in the Ascension.
Because
he had fucking glowing light in his hand, and that's the only thing I liked about it.
Weren't they kind of like vampire-ish at one point?
Yeah, Bram kind of looked like that dude from Underworld.
Okay.
And he came out with like this weird light in the palm of his hands. And that was really the only thing I liked about it. I think the entrance was dope.
And then all of a sudden they just became the a cheap fucking demolition, cheap Faces of Fear.
Yeah, road when warrior. Bram got fired for whatever, being drunk or whatever.
Yeah.
They got in Rick Victor. And
do you remember when they had those guys in the ring shortly after debuting, and they had them in the ring talking shit about being like fucking awesome and from the wastelands? And then, like, old-ass DX and old-ass NWO come out and, like, make these guys look like complete shit.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
A big fuck you.
Yeah. And the Vaudevillains, I mean, I don't even fucking start talking about those guys.
No. Simon Gotch has got heat like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I guess he's a cunt, but let the other guy fucking free or do something, you know? How much does that suck? Your partner has heat, and all you do is go out and lose in like 1 minute all the fucking time.
Yeah,
and the Vaudevillains, you know, I wasn't a fan in NXT, but I thought, like, you know, on the main card, I thought it was okay. It was an act, at least, right? I mean,
yeah, I always thought that the act would die really quickly.
Yeah.
Especially when they got, like, guys like Jack Gallagher is like, where do you go from there? Jack Gallagher is essentially that gimmick times 10. And 10 times.
And I mean, I didn't like him as faces, but like when they came up to the main roster and they turned heel, I kind of dug it. I dig him as like asshole fucking.
Well, they have villain in their name. How can they be good guys and have the name with the word villain in it?
Be face, man. They used to be face in NXT.
Well, that's what I mean. It's just like, but it makes no sense.
Oh, well. This WWE we're talking about.
Well, yes.
But American Alpha fucking pins the Ascension, the last fucking team.
Yeah, and it's like, did you really believe the Ascension would win? Like, come on.
That'd have been all right. They could switch it up, you know, but it'd be funny.
The Ascension beats American Alpha. Just ruins the whole tag team division.
Yeah. There's also a lot of Ellsworth and Carmella shit, which was fucking stupid.
Yeah, no, I don't think we need to touch on that.
No, it's false. Nikki Bella and Natalya wrestle to a double countout. Go fuck yourself. Damn. And then at the end, it's like JBL too. He's like, you know, this countout is nothing's been, you know, achieved here.
Well, you know it's what like, that means.
Fucking no, dude. This will continue on. Didn't on this SmackDown, but I think it is next week.
God yeah, damn. I think they're doing the rematch next week, aren't they?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And this was like 14 minutes itself, dude.
That's a long time to watch Nikki Bella wrestle.
Yeah, fucking pass on that. I thought it was shitty. Nikki Bella. Some people are saying it's like Nikki Bella's best match. I'm like, I'm not even going to waste fucking a second contemplating her best match. Like, I don't give a fuck.
No, it probably is because it's Nikki Bella, but that's nothing to...
It probably is because it's Natalya, who's actually good.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, who cares?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. No. Randy Orton and Luke Harper, 17-minute match. I thought it was a pretty good match, actually.
I thought this match was really good. I liked the story being told. It had everything you would get from these guys, you know? Luke Harper finally gets a chance.
Right. I wish they'd fucking use that guy.
Oh, fuck, man. He's the best big guy they got. The literal best.
Remember when he was the IC champion for a cup of coffee? Like, oh, that randomly? Was...
They squandered him as soon as he went single.
Yeah. It's weird. But yeah, expected finish, but still, like, you know, still a good match. No one thought Harper was going to win.
No.
Obviously.
The guy just won the Royal Rumble. He's going to WrestleMania in the main event, or so you think.
And then we had Naomi and Alexa Bliss in an 8-minute match.
What a fucking horrible match this was.
Alexa Bliss, I just want to say this. A lot of people are like, oh, she's getting better, dude. She's a good heel. Like, her mic shit, okay, fine, but in the ring, she's awful.
Yeah.
Her and Lynch, those matches, they had fucking all sucked dick.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. But, I mean, they're not helping the WWE Women's Championship by giving it to Naomi either.
Well, fuck. I mean, I hate to say, like, because I hate the "you deserve it."
That's, yeah,
I mean, she kind of does deserve it, man. Shit, she's fucking been through a lot there.
She's been there for a while. No, you're right about that. And you know what? You know why she probably got it? WrestleMania's in Orlando, and she's from Orlando.
So she can lose it there? That's how WWE does it, dude. You're in your hometown. It's always.
But you get her to, she's able to go to Orlando, do the press, and be the hometown wrestler.
I think she'll lose it again before then, dude. Watch.
Oh, no, no. She'll keep it till then. Who the fuck are they going to give it to?
Anybody. They'll give it to fucking anyone. I don't care. They'll
put it on either.
Mick James, or they'll put it on fucking... They don't care, dude. They'll put it on anybody.
The women's titles just hop back and forth so much.
Yeah, yeah, both of them. And that's like, is that supposed to be interesting? Because it's not. Like, the Raw Women's Championship, I could care so little about it, dude. Like, the way that they brought in fucking Bayley and gave, like, Bayley getting the belt on Raw is just like, how?
Nice.
How? Like, when you thought about NXT, how the fuck could that be shit? But it's shit. It's so dumb.
Yeah, I guess we can get more into that when we get to Raw. Because I can rant about that for a little while.
Yeah. And in this Elimination Chamber, 35 minutes. I like the new chamber. You know, there's like more room for spots.
Yeah. They've made it overall safer. You know, like, it's not the metal bottom.
Well, yeah, that's your... Dude.
Yeah, who needs to take a bump on a fucking metal grate? Nobody's going to cheer for it anyways, because it's only a fucking flat back bump. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I was like, did I lose Jim again?
No, I accidentally hit my mic button and then, like, fucking it was gone.
He pulled a rando.
Pulled a rando, almost. Almost.
Almost. You didn't forget it for, like, 17 minutes.
Yeah, people were complaining about the pads outside. It's like, dude, you can do way more shit. Like, this is way better.
Yeah, it's like, the people that are complaining about pads outside are just idiots. That's all you can say. They're idiots.
Like, why do you want to watch people go over the top ropes and land on the metal shit like 25 times? No.
Yeah. And plus, like, yes. I said, who pops for a flat back bump?
Yeah, that's, no. Yeah, Bray Wyatt wins, which was expected as well. We expected it, but it was still, like, still almost surprising.
Yeah. Know? Well, what was surprising was pinning both John Cena and AJ Styles.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. They let him go over really well.
Yeah,
and finally, like our friends at the Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre said about goddamn time.
Yeah, dude, Jesus, they've wasted this guy so much, and like they've just—it's just like almost too little, too late. You know,
it's a shame it took so long, and they might have waited too long, but I think you can rehab him. I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I just wish they'd do something with the story of this guy. He's like, you could do anything with this guy.
You can.
He, like, unlocks, you know, most guys, you're really stuck to a certain, you know, what you can do. This guy, you can do fucking anything. Any kind of crazy supernatural shit, you can do all that stuff.
Have you seen the video of him? It was, like, WWE Storytime or something like that. Not the Storytime TV show, but Bray Wyatt is in the woods talking about a day that him and his brothers went out to the woods.
And, no.
Oh, dude, it's such a fucking riveting story. But it's all in Bray Wyatt character.
Right.
And he comes back and talks to Sister Abigail, and it just ends up being like a little creepy bedtime story.
Yeah, did you remember fucking, I don't know when it was, 6 months ago, a year ago, where all of a sudden he was building up to The Undertaker, and he's like, I harnessed the lightning, and he did like a lightning strike in the fucking building?
Yes.
I don't just like how fucking lame it was. Like, why is this dude not outside of a fucking shitty shack or just in the woods in the fucking dark in the pouring rain? Yeah. And then fucking boom, like I control lightning and you get the lightning and shit. Like, that would be fucking cool, dude. Doing it in the ring is fucking stupid.
It makes no sense. I've never thought about it like that, but yes, because his stuff would come across so much better in a pre-production, you know, video. So much
every better. City you go to has woods, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Film a bunch. Call it. Fuck it. At one time. Who cares?
In the afternoon before the show, send him and fucking a cameraman out to a fucking park somewhere where it looks fucking shitty and woodsy and just do his promos from there, man.
Yeah. No, that would be so much better.
God damn it. But anyway, he did win, so. But what do we expect? He's just going to lose the belt at Mania to Orton?
I assume so. I don't know exactly what they got planned, but I would imagine that Orton does get his title shot at WrestleMania.
Ah, dude, and gets the belt again?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. Actually, I have a theory. AJ Styles will win the Battle Royal, and Orton will then say that he wants his title shot. Shane will say, well, the Royal Rumble's better. And AJ Styles then leads to Shane McMahon at WrestleMania.
That sucks dick.
It's exactly the way it's going to go, though. I bet you any money in the world.
Styles and McMahon. Why does Shane McMahon have to wrestle? Come on, man.
You're asking the wrong guy.
It's like the same fucking shit with, like, Stephanie McMahon has to come out and open Raw. This week, too, and Cole's like, oh, when, you know, when Raw starts off with the fucking C, whatever, Stephanie McMahon, it's always a good show. Like, oh, yeah? God damn it. Anyway, that was the Elimination Chamber. That was okay. The Elimination Chamber match was good. Harper Orton was good. The tag match was pretty good. Other than that, don't give a fuck. I'm just being straight up, dude.
Yeah, no,
I'm sick and I'm fucking stoned and I'm just like, don't give a fuck, man. This is what's up. This is what's up.
This is what's up, motherfucker.
Testify. talk a little news. There's not a lot of news, but we could talk about some news.
Not fucking up today, boy.
You got that game tight.
You're tight.
Okay. First off, our condolences to the family of George Animal Steel.
Sad, dude. Sad day.
79, that's a pretty good run for a fat guy who wrestled, you know?
Yeah, and eight turnbuckles. A lot of cotton in that belly, never bound him up enough to die, so.
Right. Dude, he's a fucking awesome. He's badass. I mean, there's no... Not even as a wrestler, really, because obviously he wasn't a wrestler. He was just... Fucking crazy hairy guy with a green lunatic. Tongue. Wait,
like those vignettes of him in the mental hospital getting shock therapy is so fucking good.
Those are they are fucking good. They're,
it's just the best stuff. Like he takes it off and he pokes the doctor with it. It's so good.
Yeah. Fucking A, man. Good shit. Big fans of George Animal Steel, so
Godspeed, sir.
Godspeed, sir. Maybe I'll be hanging out with Stu now.
I'm not ready in the slightest.
No, I'm just saying, they'll hang out. They can hang out up there. What other news did we have this week? There's reports that Nicole Bass dies, but then there's now reports that, she didn't totally die. She's almost dead. I was like, Jesus, man. Jesus Christ. That's pretty much what's going on right now.
So almost that whole stable is dead now, aside for the midget and some other dude.
Okay.
Was that?
Who else?
There was crackhead. What's his face?
Balls Mahoney?
No. It's like this: the Howard Stern group that came into the WWE. That's how Nicole Bass came in, kind of deal.
Oh, that group. Beetlejuice is still alive, isn't
he? Yeah, that's the guy I was talking about. Like I said midget.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a wrestling podcast. I can say it because they say it on TV. So fuck it.
There's like a drunken dwarf, too.
Yeah, yeah, yes, that's the one. He's the one that's dead.
Hank the drunken dwarf. High pitch Eric, the whole fucking group, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That sucks that that's like part of her you know?
Yeah, I know. It's
be part of her shit. But yeah, she's just a really strong lady who did some wrestling at some point. She wasn't very good at wrestling.
Quote unquote wrestling. She tried some wrestling.
Yeah.
She might be almost dead, but let's not lie here.
I heard from a lot of people that she was a super nice lady, actually. Someone Someone hit us up on Twitter and said actually she was their neighbor for a period. So she was super nice.
Did she show
a lot of
the
people
snow?
Said she's super nice. So
I mean,
you know, we won't shit on her here, I suppose.
Okay, fine.
Although Owen Hart was like an amazing human being, and we should fucking joke about him all the time.
That's true. That's true. I feel bad whenever I do it too.
Dude, I mean, this TNA thing, might as well talk about that in Impact right now. They had to blur out a ref because they filmed this match in under the Crash promotion.
Yeah.
Which has Marty Elias.
Yeah.
Yeah. As the ref. So they didn't even think about this. Film the match, go to air it, and they have to censor the fucking ref the whole time.
How bad is that? How that's so low rent. It just makes it look so bad.
Hmm. And it was a fucking, would have been a cool match, dude. It was the Hardys who had teleported to Mexico to take on Super Crazy and Psychosis, two Suplex City Limits Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Great. What about the shit?
Yeah, no, because like, I'll let you know now, I haven't seen it yet. After I'm done here, I got to watch it and do my review. But I've seen bits and pieces of the match, and I can imagine that takes away a lot.
I'm sure, dude. From what I saw, it looked like shit. Yeah. So, yeah, that happened. I didn't really have much news, man. There's nothing else. You got anything?
Not a whole lot happened, you know? Like, really? People died. Like, it's not a big week for news, really. I didn't think so. Like, Raw tanked for ratings.
Yeah.
Like, bad. But with the first hour like they had, it had no other choice but to suck because, I mean, the first hour of Raw was abysmal.
Well, when it starts with Stephanie McMahon, I don't even want to watch it. That's honestly, true. When Stephanie McMahon comes, I just want to turn it off. It's complete go-away heat that chick has. She's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I agree. And then when you add in Roman Reigns after Stephanie McMahon, it's like, fuck.
God damn it. Let's just talk about it. Fuck. Or just blast through it. Dude. I mean, yeah, pretty shitty Raw, obviously. Steph and Reigns start. That's garbage. Gallows and Anderson come out and challenge Reigns to a match because...
Fuck it.
Because, I don't know, a handicap match?
Yeah, just... SmackDown did a handicap match, but you gotta do one too. Only though they do it correctly. But
Reigns defeats Gallows and Anderson by DQ after they continuously beat on him. He then proceeds to make them look like complete fucking jokes by Superman punching them in the fucking dicks for about an hour and a half. Holy fuck.
That's what it felt like, too. It felt like a good hour and a half.
Yeah, dude. I walked away and came back. He's still super punch from Reigns! Punch from the big dog! Fucking... they're doing a commercial for the HBO Andre the Giant doc, which looks fucking great.
Yeah, that should be really good. But the question is, are they going to do the true? Like, are they going to keep it like legit, or are we going to use WWE memories? Like, is it going to be fake?
Well, it won't go fake, but I mean, there was a documentary probably 20 years ago about Andre that's actually pretty good.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's like an A&E biography or something like that.
Okay,
pretty good.
I read a comic book once about Andre the Giant. Actually,
yesterday. Just watched The Princess Bride for the first time.
I seen that on Facebook.
Yeah, my girlfriend wanted to watch it, and I was like, all right, whatever.
Want a peanut?
Well, we get our food, and we got our dinner fucking ready. I eat my dinner, I fall asleep. I wake up like right toward the end, as I am one to do.
Old man naps, like your old man piss.
Oh, dude, I love naps. I can't wait to take one after this. New Day comes out with Bo Dallas in the ring. I guess they're making ice cream. They're teasing ice cream,
I suppose.
They've got ice cream blueprints. I don't know.
It's I can't get excited because we'll never get it in Canada. So
it's just like, as cold as these guys are, they've decided to make ice cream. Really, what was good in this is that, like, Bo Dallas tears up the blueprints, and they mourn it like a dead fucking child run over in traffic.
Well, I mean, they did mourn a trumpet, so.
I mean, like, Woods and fucking Big E, like, just to their knees, like, in agony, like, can't fucking believe it, you know? That shit's good. After they beat Bo, they're getting just pouring fucking booty-os down this guy's face. And Corey, who doesn't usually say much, that's fucking awesome. He says, everyone knows you don't feed cereal to an unconscious man. Like, fucking Graves. Graves making me fucking chuckle. God damn it.
I don't know. I've always been a fan of Corey Graves. Myself.
So the best thing on this show, really, so far, is New Day getting fucking ice cream plans torn up and then pouring cereal down a jobber's fucking mouth.
The match that's lasted 2 minutes.
That's fucking awful. I mean, you had some bullshit. Neville backstage.
Yeah.
Gallagher defeated Noam Dar.
Another, meh. It was 3 minutes.
Yeah, dude, just pointless. This Emelina debut. Dude. 17 weeks of this promos. Crickets.
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. And then she reverts right back to Emma.
Yeah, she says, you waited for the makeover of Emma to Emelina. Now you're going to see the makeover of Emelina to Emma, and walks off. And all the backstage talk is that they scrapped it because in a couple practices, she didn't do a good job with it. And they thought it just sucked. They're like, this sucks.
Well, it's obvious because, I mean, she was the most uncoordinated person in NXT.
Oh, I just said it was fucking awful. Just a stillbirth, fucking awful.
Oh, yeah. Stillbirth is taking it kind, sir.
17 weeks, man.
We didn't even get her to say, you've been so good. Like, fuck. That's jerk-off worthy. I love it. I'm a big fan of Australian accents.
Are you?
Oh, dude.
I don't know. I think, like, I don't know. I'm not a fan, though. Aussie chick, they sound like fucking, I don't know. I don't like
it. Yeah, you put it that way, it's kind of weird, but it's not feet weird.
Yeah, they fucked me up my tailpipe, man. Weird.
Oh, fuck.
Had a terrible Bailey interview.
As always.
Yeah, just shitty. Strowman defeats Henry. We're supposed to act like Mark Henry fucking means anything.
And Roman Reigns at the start, he said, that's going to be a good fight. Think, oh, you're so wrong.
Dude, it was funny, too, because did she not threaten? If he interfered, he would lose his fucking match at the Fastlane.
Something like that, yeah.
And so, is that going to happen? I bet it doesn't. I bet it fucking doesn't, dude.
No, you're probably right.
Goddamn. I like light a cigarette here and like phew, reset myself. Gee, Michael Cole interviews Joe. I thought that was all right.
Yeah, no. Whenever you let Samoa Joe speak, I find it's really well. You know, Michael Cole might be a little bit boring, but everything Samoa Joe said I liked. And they were able to kind of turn it so that he can face Triple H at WrestleMania as well if Rollins somehow can't make it.
Yeah, the next match we had Zayn defeat Rusev, and Joe attacks because they need a match for him at fucking Fastlane. Yeah. This is just easy to me. You know, like, oh, our original plan went through, so I guess we'll just put him against this guy. Okay, cool. You're not going to build it, really. It's just dumb. I mean, it should be a good match, so that's cool, but...
But you still knew it was going to happen as soon as he brought up Sami Zayn's name in the interview.
Oh, you knew. I already knew it was coming. It was like, they need someone to put him with. They'll fucking put him with Zayn. They'll have him fucking beat the shit out of Zayn.
Just to end Zayn's little streak of winning a bunch of matches.
Of winning like one match.
He won like four matches in a row, I think.
Okay, there you go. Tozawa beats Cruiserweight Jobber to the Stars, Daivari.
Just like his brother.
I like that guy. He's from this part of the country, but man, they just fucking shit on him.
Yeah.
Hey, just lose every week. All right, cool. Pretend to be fucking Arab and lose every week. Got it.
Yeah. In the bag.
Ship I thought was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Something actually entertaining. the Festival of Friendship. Jericho enters. It was just so good, dude. Like, the nuances of it. Like, Jericho is 150% in.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing, smiling. You know, he's got the whole thing, and Owens is just uncomfortable walking out. It was just, like, the dynamic of it was so good.
Yeah, and you... I don't know about you, but as soon as I seen the dynamic between the two, I was like, oh, it's happening tonight.
Right. And he gives him various gifts, gives him that sculpture and painting. It's just fucking awesome. Because Owen's just uncomfortable as shit the whole way.
It's creepy if you think about it.
It's awesome, dude. Jericho brings out Goldberg, and we get the return of Goldberg. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
KO fucking beats him down. And, then beats the shit out of Jericho. Great face turn for Jericho here. Yes. He's going to be over his shit.
Oh, fucking hell. I like the way they did it, too. And, like, he gave him the clipboard, the list of Jericho, and he had KO on the back and it had his name in it. I thought that was great.
Yeah, it was really well done. This segment was fucking... A segment with two people talking for 15 minutes, and it was actually fucking entertaining.
Oh, yeah. So much better, too, than Rock, This Is Your Life.
Oh, dude, yeah, definitely. This is actually one of the better segments of this nature, maybe in Raw history, man. I really enjoyed it.
I did too. Actually, yeah. I thought the last hour was overall really well.
Yeah, Cesaro defeats Enzo for no reason. Did you see this fucking over the from Enzo?
Dude, I say this hour was pretty good, and that's because this match was so bad. It was so bad, it was funny.
Like, out of control, didn't even think about it. Screamed at my television when he did that.
Yeah, he just hops over, and it's like, people actually defended it and said, oh, he was trying to get away. It's like, fuck you.
Oh, dude. Those fucking people who defend everything WWE. Doesn't matter what this fucking company does, they'll defend it.
Yeah.
Fuck those people. That was awful shit. He, like, bounces off the rope, goes back a couple steps, and then, like, launches himself over the top. Like, total textbook hand on the fucking apron style, you know?
Oh, dude, it was so bad. Absolutely, like, goddamn horrible.
Like, at least when Styles gets thrown out of a ring, he fucking sells it awesome, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you'll go from doing such a clusterfuck of an exit to the outside where you knock yourself out fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Right? And then now, it's almost like he's afraid.
Yeah. It just does the most basic one ever.
Yeah.
That's fair. And Bayley defeats Charlotte. I didn't like the match. I thought there's a lot of fucking hokey fucking selling from Charlotte. Where she, like, stumbles around. Oh, God, it's so bad.
Like, I can't even fucking... The selling was pretty bad, but I was okay with the match. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, Dana Brooke interferes, breaks up Bayley's figure four. Sasha then breaks up the figure eight. Bayley wins with the stupidest referee ever presiding.
To me, the timing of Bayley winning is horrible.
Yep.
It makes no sense. She should win at WrestleMania. It would be such a bigger moment. But I guess you can't have Charlotte lose a pay-per-view.
Yeah, she's gonna win the belt back at Fastlane. You fucking know it.
Oh, why would you have her pay-per-view streak in at Fastlane? That makes no goddamn sense whatsoever.
Oh, moving along.
But she'll probably win by DQ.
Oh, yeah. Well, does that count still, I guess? Whatever. SmackDown Live. It's like really taking the wheel out of me, dude. Going through fucking Raws is like, ugh.
It's like pulling teeth.
I'm trying for you guys because I love you. SmackDown, I don't know. Good Wyatt promo to open.
I really, John Cena go suck a dick. I thought,
dude,
this is horrible.
Oh my god. Can this guy fuck off already?
Oh, you cunt! What a cunt!
Seriously. Can someone just drop him on his fucking neck already? In Jesus Christ. Yabba Dabba Doo promo, outcome Styles. Sets up a three-way. So, just yeah.
The fact that he can come out and say that he hasn't earned respect by beating him in Elimination Chamber. It's like,
yeah,
oh. It's like, oh, you piece of shit. It's like something the heel would say.
Dude, he's, I mean, I hate to say, you know, be those guys that like sit on a wrestling podcast like, fuck John Cena, but I mean, Jesus Christ, you know.
Yeah, he has his moments. Yeah. Every match is exactly the same, but he has his moments.
Yeah, so Brian sets up Styles, Cena, Wyatt for later in the show. That's your main event. That's your reason to stay around. American Alpha defeat the Ascension.
Ooh.
And the Usos show up on a video screen from the set of a 90s hip-hop video.
Like funky, it should have had deeper. Naomi twerking in the background.
Yeah, no shit. It's whatever. Ellsworth and Carmella just need to stop. Ellsworth shows up, says Ellsworth versus Ambrose. Ambrose comes out, gets beat down by Corbin. They're going Corbin and Ambrose for the IC.
Yeah. I would rather see a ladder match, honestly.
Yeah. Corbin, I just don't like it at all. Mickie James defeats Becky Lynch because 50-50 booking. She fakes an injury that no one buys but the stupid face.
I'm not going to lie. I thought I wasn't bought by it. I didn't think she was injured, but I thought she did a good job at pretending she was.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you that. So yeah, I don't know. Naomi comes out talking. Bliss comes out. Is this a fake injury to Naomi? I figured it was just a fake injury because they have no way to get to Mania, so they're just going to be like, oh, fuck it, she's hurt. we'll use that to get to Mania.
You could quite possibly be right.
Yeah. And, I don't know, Harper attacks Wyatt during his entrance. Everyone's kicking out of everybody else's finishers. It's just fucking dumb. It's so funny how WWE drones equate that to being a great match, you know?
I've got to bring up, it's probably been brought up many times, but goddamn, can he stop doing the five-knuckle shuffle?
So bad.
It's such so a, bad. The one at Elimination Chamber, the ten-knuckle shuffle, that was fucking abysmal. He looks like a little kid.
Dude, aside from being a foot away from their head, it's just dumb, even if it wasn't 5 feet away from their head.
Yeah, and it's like, the start of the show, did you look at John Cena when they told him it was going to be a triple threat match?
No.
He was hopping around the ring with his hands on his head, being like, oh my god! It's like something a five-year-old would do.
God damn it. Yeah, you know. Wyatt pinned Cena, that was awesome. Twice in a fucking row, Cena gets pinned by Wyatt.
That should put an end to this Cena-Wyatt thing.
Yeah. Out comes Orton. He then says he will not fight Wyatt at Mania, kneels in front of him. Okay.
Bray says he's got the keys to the kingdom, whatever that means.
Yeah, we'll see. They're going to fucking wrestle at Mania.
Oh, guarantee. They have to. Like, what I told you is going to happen. I guarantee it.
Dude.
What could we bet here on the podcast that will happen?
I don't want to bet anything because you're probably fucking right.
Touche.
I don't know. NXT, I thought was pretty much a lot of nothing.
Yeah, I mean, there was the Tyler Bate Trent Seven match was pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, that was good. For the UK belt, Bate retains. But other than that, you had Authors of Pain versus Garrison and Spears. You know,
every household names.
It's like, do you put the belt on these guys, and the next thing you do is have them beat Joppers? Fucking believable.
Well, I mean, it's all they can do, right?
Yeah, the Aussie Cunts versus Liv Morgan and Ember Moon. The winners were the Aussie Cunts. Yeah, and then that was it. Your UK Championship match. That was good. That's worth watching.
Yeah.
Skip the rest of it.
There was one camera faux pas in that match that I thought was completely obvious. And that was when they were up top. And Tyler Bate went to punch his guts, and you could tell he didn't even touch him. He's just like, "I'm pretending to do this."
Oh yeah, just
I
shitty
really like that. But Other than that, the match was pretty entertaining. It was a British wrestling match. There was chain wrestling, comedy, and good fucking wrestling.
Yeah, former tag team partners, too, so that's always a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah, good shit. Pretty much the week in wrestling, huh?
For the most, yeah. Jeez, there's...
I haven't watched Impact yet. Probably just going to watch that one match and laugh my ass off at the non-existent ref.
You lucky son of a bitch.
How are you going to do the fall for that, dude? <That's good. laughs> Fucking yeah. Awful. With Josh Matthews on fucking commentary, no less.
I wanted to bring this up. Did you see Josh Matthews on Twitter?
He is a fucking idiot, that guy.
Oh, god damn, that was horrible.
Dude, did he say something about being the best announcer ever?
He said, yeah, he was saying that Tony Schiavone always liked minor league baseball. That fit because he commentated minor league wrestling. It's like, you do TNA, he did WCW and WWF, you dumb piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. WCW, like, fucking, are you... Oh, god damn it, yeah. Yeah, he's a dumb fuck. Yeah. I hate that guy. Remember when he told JR to, like, shut up, old man, on Twitter?
Oh.
So, real nice. He's fucking an idiot. He's the worst fucking commentator in wrestling. He's dog shit.
Yeah. I gotta bring something up. Okay?
Yeah, man.
I'm just scrolling through my notes now, and I missed this, but I gotta bring it up. When Naomi and Alexa were in the ring, Naomi called Alexa a flea and said that she'll snatch her into the night. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, man.
Some dark shit.
Like dark or?
Well, I meant like snatching into the night. That's like some rapey shit there.
That's very fucking. Snatch her into the night. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
I don't either. Oh, it was great. But yeah.
So pretty much the week in wrestling, huh?
That is pretty much all the week in wrestling. No Mark Tank today?
You know.
Nah.
It's not special if we have it all the time.
That's true. We can't WWE this.
Got to bust it out. Next pay-per-view for WWE is Fastlane. That's a couple weeks away, right?
Oh, I was hoping you weren't going to say it was this Sunday. I really didn't want it to be this Sunday.
No. Are you going to a house show tomorrow?
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll be there, and we'll see how that goes. I had main reason why I'm going is I've never seen AJ Styles, and I want to see AJ Styles.
Is he on that?
I hope so.
No, he's not on that, too. I'm sorry to, like, burst your bubble.
Oh, God.
It's Raw brand.
No, Raw was the one I went to in October.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I was looking at the wrong show.
I hope not, anyways. Jesus Christ, that would suck.
It's in Edmonton, yeah?
Yeah. Well, like, I'm I went
pretty
to...
sure.
Fuck me, no.
I could be wrong.
Oh, you've ruined this whole weekend. The whole weekend. First, I get a hotel, and I find out it's, like, the worst hotel in the world. I can't cancel. And now...
The Trump Hotel?
No, I don't think we have Trump Hotels here, thankfully. But, And now if that's a Raw show, I'll probably kill myself in Edmonton.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Next week you can talk about that.
Yeah.
Let us know how that's going.
I will.
I'm in the process of moving to a new Castle Vicious.
That sounds Castle-licious. That was the worst joke. That was like WWE level joke.
I've been out of the hospital for a week. I still feel like fuck, but we're ready to move.
can't pick a better time.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Yeah. So I've got that going on. Hopefully next week I'll be in my new castle doing the show. Should be cool.
There you go. No more train?
No more train. They don't even do the horn here anymore anyway. They changed that shit.
See, I like that cue.
Yeah, it was cool, right? Yeah. It's gone. They got rid of that. They have like a silent rail system now.
Maybe you'll have neighbors that are egregiously loud.
Fuck that. I'll be pissed.
You'll see shit. Jim just putting egg cartons all over his walls. Have smells like broken eggs.
Fuck, dude. Let's hope not. I fear having a lot of dumb neighbors or loud neighbors.
I've had dumb neighbors before, and it sucked.
Yeah, dude. It definitely sucks. Hall of Fame. I guess we'll kind of like what we did last week. Got to go to the Facebook to find out who's in the Hall of Fame this week.
It's a good plug, isn't it?
Anyway, under the album section, you can see the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame. We have everybody in there. You can find out who we put in this week. Throw us a like when you're there, baby. Shit. And, shit. Yeah, I don't know. What else you got? Anything?
You can, actually, this is pretty cool. The wrestling magazine I write for has just hired Vampiro.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty dope. And you could go out, if you buy one of the Steel Chair magazines, you can see a Federation ad in it.
Nice.
A glorious, bright yellow Federation ad.
Yeah, what's going on in the Federation?
Ripping off the Descendants.
What's going on in the Federation podcast?
I forgot to post our episode last week. This week, tonight, we'll Judgment Day 2003.
Nice. And we're going to return a pay-per-view Take Two. Had a couple months off there over Christmas, but pay-per-view Take Two, it's back. Jared is back, and a real pro wrestling booker. And my ass, we rebook shows. You voted for it. WrestleMania 9.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a hard watch.
That episode should be up early this week, February, whatever the fuck it is right now.
Jim, did you do anything big for Valentine's Day?
I had doctor appointments all day.
Fair enough. I beat off.
Yeah. All right. I got Mrs. Vicious some flowers on Valentine's Eve. You know? Oh,
look at you go.
So, delivered to her workplace so she could parade her flowers in front of her coworkers.
And then she could never say you forgot and bought it the day off because you forgot it the day before.
Well, you know, got it nailed there. Yeah, the Valentine's Day was just like sitting in clinics all day. It was really lame. They gave me a bunch more pills. They got, like, bottles of pills. I feel like an old fuck now.
Do you have, like, the little case for, like, Monday, Wednesday?
Speaking of which, it's time for me to take some pills.
Miss Vicious is over there saying it's time.
Swear to God it's time. I'm past due on getting taken some of these pills. So we better cut the show short. I better go take my pills.
First old man business. Now he's got to end the show to take his pills.
I've got to go take my pills. I've got a leeching scheduled later. Oh, shit. So that's going to do it for this week. Shout out, as always, Gorgeous Losers of Wrestling, our friends at Wrestling Soup, the 414 show on YouTube, Out of the Van podcast, of course, the Federation podcast.
Oh, you know it.
Much love to that. Yeah, all that shit out if you're looking for more podcasts. And we'll be back next week to talk more shit on fucking wrestling. I don't know who our guests will be yet, but probably someone interesting. So keep an eye out on our Twitter. I'll announce somebody later in the week, I'm sure. And we'll do the shit all over again as we march towards episode 100.
And what's planned for episode 100, Jim?
I don't know.
Blows raspberry. I don't
it's
know.
It's our fucking 2-year anniversary. We will celebrate it as such, as our 2-year anniversary.
It seems like it's been a quick time to 2 years. Hey, Jim.
For you, yeah.
For me, I've been talking shit when it's hot.
I've been fucking watching every single Raw for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I've been sporadic as fuck.
So what are you going to do? So yeah, that's coming up. If you got any ideas, you can tweet them to us. I don't know. We'll do something special.
Yeah. Or maybe we won't.
Maybe I'll just get baked and be like, fuck it. There you go. So, yeah, on your way out here, you'll be hearing Steiner Mania from our guests earlier in the show, Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre. Shout out to those guys again. Thanks for swinging by.
Beautiful, beautiful dudes.
Isn't like an ending that just kept going and going. and now it's going to stop. So, as always, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. And remember that a winner is you.
You know, they say all men are created equal. But you look at me, you look at SpongeBob. And if you see that statement, it's not true. See, normally if you go